Today, we read in the book of Genesis, the first reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 2, that the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall die." The Lord tells us, first of all, we might say that man does not know yet the name of God. He has not revealed in Jesus Christ. That's why they keep on calling him the Lord God, the Lord. But that's not the point that we can examine today, meditate. It's about this thing of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Why so? Man could eat of every fruit, but not of that one. That one is reserved for God. And if man attempts to eat it, he's not fed, but he dies, according to God. God has created us. We belong to him, whether we like it or not. We have not created ourselves. He has created us. But he seems, apart from being infinitely powerful and infinitely wise, he is infinitely good as well. So that when he creates us, he creates for himself. That is, for goodness, for happiness. God wants you to be happy. That's the destiny of your life. But God has designed that you get your happiness because you fight for it. He grants it to you, but you, put it this way, apply for it. You fight. How? Well, God has endowed you with your freedom. Freedom to decide which course of action I take or what course of action I reject. That's human freedom. So God wants you to direct yourself to him because that's your destiny, whether you like it or not, but because you want it. In this, you're different from a cow or from a pig. A cow is a cow and will always be a cow. Cow always fulfills the will of God, but has no freedom to decide to be a pig. No, the cow cannot decide to be a pig. In the same way that a human being cannot decide to be an elephant. You might desire it, but you will never be an elephant. Sorry. You will die, a human being, whether you like it or not. That's your freedom, you see, is limited. It's not just what you imagine. Freedom is human freedom. Freedom, therefore, has a direction to direct yourself to God. You might use your freedom correctly and choose God and choose those actions which direct you to God. Actions which direct you towards your happiness. Actions which accomplish you as a man, as a human being, and as a child of God. Or you can refuse it. In that case, you use your freedom, but you misuse your freedom. You use your freedom to destroy yourself, the same way that the person takes a gun and shoots himself in the temples. So it's in your hand. Reflect, how am I using my freedom? Am I using my freedom, my choices, my life, in order to accomplish myself, to enrich myself in the good sense, or I'm using my freedom to destroy myself. How silly, right? Well, we can be that silly when we don't use our freedom to direct ourselves towards our happiness. It is possible. It is possible, but the consequence is not just conjectural, it's sure, you destroy yourself. You jump from the seventh floor, and it's not that, well, I choose not to die. No, if you jump, most likely you will crash on the ground, sorry. You cannot choose the consequences. You can choose to jump or not to jump. But once you have decided to jump, and you actually jump, you cannot choose the consequences. They come out naturally. So there is such thing as morality, because a human being is the father of his acts by means of his choices. Morality is the condition of an act that of being good or bad. An act is good or bad depending on whether or not it leads a human being to its happiness, which is God. So you see, there is more in goodness than conforming to nature. This good also has to do with unfolding the possibilities of a person. It's not static, but dynamic. God signifies being, and being more. Bad leads a person to being less and less, to destroy himself. To accomplish a good act, a human being makes use of his freedom to pursue an authentic good, or to choose freely something which is not good. In that case, a human being destroys himself. Now, this good is established as such by the divine wisdom. It comes from creation. It's God who orders everything towards its right end. This ordination is originated in God's mind, in God's wisdom. It's called eternal law. Eternal law is known to us both by human reason, we reason, and we realize that killing a person is bad, for instance, without anyone having to tell us, or through God's supernatural revelation, okay, which is contained in the Bible and in the tradition of the church, in the deposit that God has left with us. So the point that has to be clear is that it's God who has determined already, who has established the goodness of certain action and the evil of some other actions. For instance, God establishes that to kill a person is wrong. God establishes that commit suicide or euthanasia is wrong. God and all the other norms that we know that they are established by God. Now, a human being can know this eternal law, these norms of morality, or not. The person has no formation, he doesn't know them. But the morality exists, whether he knows it or not. It's not his choice. There we have of that fruit. We cannot establish the goodness or badness of an action that we choose to do. It's already determined by God. We cannot say abortion from now on is right. No, you can say that. Yes, you can say that, but it doesn't make it right. Okay? For instance, I have never been in Australia. Never. But if I say, since I have never been in Australia, Australia does not exist. Now, do you think that Australia, the continent, will disappear all of a sudden under the ocean? No. Simply, I'm a fool because I did not acknowledge reality. that Australia, that beautiful continent, exists, okay, and is there, okay? So, well, apply this example to morality. You may say what you want, but the objective is to know the truth about it, the truth that comes from God, because God is truth. So you see how that fruit that God declared that is not up to man to eat of it is precisely that objective truth that is God Himself. And when we tamper with it, when we try to play God, we do not become God. We destroy ourselves. When we decide to set henceforth the morality of an act, when we try to declare, well, from now on, I don't know, I can steal because I think it's reasonable, and you can say that, but it doesn't make it good. You kill yourself because you have eaten of the forbidden fruit, which belongs only to God. Only God decides ultimately. We might know it or not know it. Let us open ourselves to the divine wisdom. Let us beg from our Father God that He inspires us. Let us be humble to know what is good and what is right. God will not abandon you. He will always help you to find the truth.